welcome to the Cheer Up Podcast. And with me today is author, speaker, and podcast co-host Sherry Swalwell. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Kara. Can you believe that we are 3 days away from Christmas?
No.
That is, I can't believe it. It has gone so fast.
Way too fast. It's like, weren't we just celebrating the new year like a month or two ago?
I know. And here we are,
we're getting ready to enter into another one. And I'm still not sure if I have gotten over the fact that we're still in the 2000s. 2022 is getting ready to come up. So actually, we've been in the 2000s for almost 22 years, and I still haven't wrapped my head around it. It still sounds foreign to me.
I know. Well, I'm trying to decide. Okay, so I thought that I was going to love 2020. Then I thought I was going to love 2021. I'm not sure if I'm even going to like, I think I'm going to use hope. I think I'm going to take our own advice from what we talked about. And I think I'm going to choose to embrace 2022.
I know, right? And it's, I don't know. So 2-2-2-2-2 and, well, not 2-2-2-2. If we're still here at the end, then amen and hallelujah. Okay. That's all I'm going to say about that. Because we will be like lots of years old. I'm just going to say that.
Exactly.
You know, but no, 2022, you know. You know what? It can only get better, right?
Exactly.
It can only get better.
It goes back to our verse. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Oh, which we're talking about today, by the way. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So yes, it can only get better. We have
hope. We are overcomers, everyone. Yes.
That's right. We're going to add that joy that we only get from Jesus. And today we're going to talk about the topic of peace, our last purple candle. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. It's like everything just seems to be going like way, 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 way too fast. This year in particular, 2021 seemed to just breeze by. I don't even know how it happened. And if I didn't have pictures to prove you know, all different things, I'm like, I'm not even sure what happened, but it's like, it just seems to have breezed by, truthfully, just like a wind, and everything else. And so it's, and whenever I talk about that, I always get kind of nervous because I kind of remember my grandmother used to saying, oh, you know, you're getting older when time seems to be going faster, you know?
Right.
When she used to tell me that and I was 16, I'm like, yeah, whatever, but I can't wait till I'm 18. You know, because when you're young, you always want to be that one particular age, right? To where you feel like you have all this freedom, you know, and everything else. And then when you're 18, you can't wait till you be 21. You know?
Right.
And I guess it's in whatever state you live in. In some states, 18, you can do a lot of things. And then in some states, you know, it's 21. And I think in some it's 25. But it's like, you know, you have that, you feel like you have that freedom. And time seems to go so slow. Like when you're 16, you're thinking, I'll never be 18. It's just never going to happen, you know? And then next thing you know, you're not just 18. You're 28, 38, 48, 58.
Yep, exactly.
And then you're blinking going, ay, 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 what happened? Like, where did that time go? So, and I just remember when she would say that. So when I'm talking to you about time going fast, I'm like, oh my goodness, that means I'm getting older. And I don't mind it as far as an age goes. It's just like, what does that mean? You know, it's like, I should just ask her, like, what do you mean it goes faster? Why does it go faster, Grandma? Huh? Why does it speed up all of a sudden? You know, so I'm just kind of curious. So as Sherry mentioned, today we will continue our December podcast episodes where we're talking about Advent. And to learn more about Advent, what it is, how it started, and the tradition of the wreaths and the candles and the significance of each, including the colors and what they mean and represent, then please, you can go back to the previous podcast in December, first week, second week, third week, and it describes all of that in much more detail than I can go in right now here with this particular episode. But again, Advent is just that season. I like the December 1, you know, to Christmas of that particular time of devotion, just focusing on who Jesus Christ is, who he, what he did, and what it means to us. It's just like a very sincere, deep, intense time of devotion. And the wreath and the candles are like just perhaps what you would consider visual, and the act of lighting them, a physical act of just that devotion and that reminder of what's going on. And the candles have different colors and different meanings. And we went through those different things in a previous podcast. And today we're going to talk about, I believe, Sherita, is the last purple candle?
Correct, yes.
And so we're going to talk about that one today. Again, I'm going to be quiet, and I am going to let Sherry just continue to educate us and inspire us on exactly the Advent season and the candles and everything that it represents.
Well, peace, I have to say, I say this every week, I think, because hope has special meaning, faith has special meaning. Joy, I explained why joy was so important to me last week, but I know I keep saying this, but I think peace, honest to goodnessly, is probably one of those words that God has just personalized for me. He's made it resonate in my life. I've talked many times on the podcast about how I lived a fear-filled life and how I didn't even realize how fear-filled I was until God brought me out of it. And he, in order to not live so fearful, I had to live more faithful. I had to grow my faith. But one of the benefits, one of the blessings of taking that hard journey, and it is a hard journey, like to give up anything, even if it's something negative like fear, is scary. To give up anything like fear and to grow in your faith takes work. It takes discipline. It takes obedience. It takes steps of faith. It takes, like I said, coming out of your comfort zone. It's scary. But the blessings that God gives when we choose to do life his way, when we choose to put off the worry, when we choose to put off the fear, when we choose to not be hopeless, but choose hope instead, God blesses us. And I believe for myself, that peace is one of those blessings. And you really honestly can't experience God's peace until you've let him do the work of helping you get rid of some of that fear. So peace is not a feeling. Peace is not, peace is a person. It's not an action verb. It's a noun. Peace is a person, and that person is Jesus. And until you have personally experienced God's unwavering peace, again, it's just like joy, where happiness is a circumstance or a happening of your circumstance, but joy is Jesus. You can have joy despite being grieving, despite being fearful, despite all of these negative circumstances that are going on in your life, you can still have joy. You can experience peace even when you're in a situation that would normally make you incredibly scared. I have had moments in my life, handfuls of moments, where I can say to you that I have had God's unwavering peace. And despite everything that's going on around me, it has not changed. And that, my friends, is what I want you to experience. That is my prayer for you today, that God will allow you to experience his peace so deep and so meaningful and so personal that you can say without a shadow of a doubt, I have experienced God's unwavering peace. And the thing about it is that it's just like everything else. Like, God is not a one and done God. God is not a fix it and forget it God. God is all about relationship. God is all about that intimate connection with us. And that's what he wants more than anything else. So God is not going to give us that unwavering peace and just let it be across the board. It's not going to be, okay, so I've gotten that peace now, so I have it forever, and I can check that off my box and move on. No, God is about intimacy, and he wants you to experience, and he wants you to keep coming back to him for that peace over and over and over again. Sometimes for the same situations, sometimes for different situations. It doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong, and it doesn't mean that that's a flawed plan. God does it that way so that we continue to seek him, so we continue to have those conversations with him, so we continue to give him over our worries and our fears, so we continue to dig deeper and to draw closer instead of getting lax about it, instead of getting comfortable and, oh, I don't need that anymore, or, oh, I've already got that covered, or God's already done that for me. I don't know if you've noticed for yourself, but for me in my life, when I am struggling is when I feel God the most. When I'm in situations that I don't know and I don't understand and that bring me grief and pain and tribulations and trials, that's when I come to God the most. I come to him also when life is good, but it's a different kind of coming to him. There's just something about when we're at the end of our rope or when we've been blindsided by a circumstance out of our control, there's just a different atmosphere when we go to God during those things than when we go to God when everything's going well. One verse that I really, really love that talks about peace and I think describes it really well is Isaiah 26:3, and I'm reading it out of the New International Version. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. When you've experienced God's unwavering peace, when you've experienced that perfect peace, that verse just brings on a whole new level and a whole new layer. It was probably 3 years ago when I first experienced God's unwavering peace. Maybe it was 5 years ago, but it was very recently. Like I'll be 50 in 2022, and 45 years of my life, I didn't really know what his perfect peace or what that peace really felt like, the unwavering peace that comes from God. And I'm telling you, once you've experienced it, you will crave it and you will want it for every situation that you find yourself in. And honestly, it's yours for the taking. All you have to do is have that conversation with God again. Say, God, I want to experience your peace. I want to know what this feels like. I want to have that experience. And God loves us so much that if you are his son or you're his daughter, he wants to give that to you. He wants you to experience that. He wants you to live in that peace. He says, in him, we may have peace. He doesn't say only Susie gets our peace, but Hillary doesn't, or Johnny gets our peace, but Brad doesn't. No, any son or daughter, anyone who has made the choice to ask Jesus into their heart has the opportunity to get that peace. That's the other thing that I just love about God so much, is that he loves us all equally and he wants us all to be blessed. So that's my encouragement for you today, is despite your circumstances, and we all have had either seasons, maybe you're in a season right now where all you see is trials and all you see is bad news and negative news. Instead of looking at those circumstances, focus on God's problem or focus on God's promises. Renew your hope that way. That will help you to build your faith. As you build your faith, that will give you the joy that you get despite your circumstances. And when you feel that joy or when you get that joy, then God will also give you his peace. I know that different times throughout 2020, when we were in the heart of the lockdown, I would have one, maybe 2 days where I let worry consume me, where I focused on the problems in the world instead of on God's promises. But for the most part, I focused on God's promises, and I really, truly felt that unwavering peace. There was chaos going on around us, but I felt that peace. I knew that God was going to take care of us. He had taken care of the people in the Bible. He was going to take care of us now. I knew that despite whatever the circumstances said around us, that God was in control. But I first experienced it long before COVID. I experienced his peace in different circumstances that I was dealing with in my own life. And when you have that peace, when that peace settles over you like a warm blanket, like a warm cup of coffee, that when you get to the bottom of the cup, it's still there. When you warm up and you take the blanket off because you're hot, it's still there. There's nothing like it. And it's not something that you can buy at the store, and it's not something that you can do yourself. It's something you have to ask God for, and he will give it to you. That's the cool part about it, is that it's not just for certain people, but it's for all of his children. All of his sons and daughters have free access to this. We have 3 days before Christmas, and I would just really encourage you to just really ask God for his peace, to just let you experience what it means to feel that unwavering peace that can only come from God. What are your thoughts, Kara?
The one thing that I just really want to emphasize is something that you mentioned earlier, and that peace is a person. Biblical, Christian, scriptural peace comes from the Prince of Peace. And when you know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that peace is available to you. That peace is available to you. Just like she said, he is, Sherry just mentioned, he is no respecter of persons, none whatsoever. And it's kind of like the same situation with joy. You know, like the whole world could be in chaos around you, and your own personal world could be even in a more chaotic stage of life. And you could still have that peace and joy and hope, all based from God's promises and from those who, and from where our hope with a catch with a capital H comes from, where our peace with a capital P comes from, where our joy with a capital J comes from. It comes from God and his son, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the word, his word. And I just think that if you're really, really interested in embracing, pursuing, finding, getting that type of peace, especially during trying times and tribulating times that we all seem to encounter one way or another, or maybe you're 2022, from what you've heard so far, isn't looking good. You just don't have a lot of hope or joy or expectation looking forward to it. You're like, I can't celebrate when the new year ends or the ball drops or it turns 2022. Like, that's just going to open up a whole new set of worms for me, you know, because I don't know what's going to go on in this situation, that circumstance, and or this particular family or family member or something like that. So, but you can still have peace when your peace is found in the peacemaker, in the one who gives peace that is everlasting upon everlasting, a peace that man cannot understand, a peace that even as his children sometimes we can't understand. While we're peaceful, when we should really, really be upset and on a roller coaster. And yet we're like, why? I feel so peaceful about it. And people are like, how can you be at peace? Don't you know that they're saying this is going to happen in 2022? Don't you know they're saying that is going to happen in 2022? And how are you sleeping at night? How are you able to wake up in the morning and even enjoy a cup of coffee? You need to be stressed out. And you're just like, but I'm not. I'm not. And that's because you have been blessed by the spirit of peace that can only come from the creator of all true and everlasting peace. And that's from the Prince of Peace. And that's all I wanted to add, Sherry.
You know, we talked about how there are circumstances that we're all facing. Maybe today you're facing a new diagnosis of cancer. Maybe you've been dealing with cancer for several years. Maybe you're dealing with a miscarriage like I did in 2006, right before Christmas. Maybe you've been newly engaged. Maybe you got engaged at Thanksgiving or sometime before Christmas. There are some books that they have my name on them, but I'm not the only one that wrote them. They're compilation books. Marriage Matters, Kara's in that with me. And she wrote a chapter about her marriage with her husband. And I think 10 or 12 other people wrote chapters as well. That's called Marriage Matters. And then Peace During the Pain, that book is about cancer, people who've had cancer, loved ones who've written about family members who had cancer. And then Hope During Heartache, that book was written by 12 men and women who have lost a child in one way or another. So if you're dealing with the circumstances that are less than ideal during this season, because Christmas time doesn't give you a break from heartache. It doesn't give you a break from real life, and it doesn't give you a break sometimes from really hard circumstances that you're dealing with. I'd like to encourage you to go and check out one of those books, pick it up, and see if it will give you the encouragement that it's meant to give. They were written to encourage people. The Peace During the Pain was written to encourage you to find peace during your cancer walk. Hope During Heartache was written to help you find hope during the heartache. Hope that you can smile again. Hope that you can laugh again, that you can find Jesus's joy. So I just wanted to encourage that. And then the Marriage Matters book, it talks about all kinds of things about marriage. It's a great book for newlyweds. It's a great book for newly engaged. It's a great book for people who are struggling in their marriage and want to live a more biblical marriage. So I just wanted to encourage you with those things. If you want to, you can go back to my website, sherryswalwell.com, and look around and see if there's a different book that appeals to you. If you want to know about my faith journey, how I moved away from fear and into faith, Journey from Fear to Faith is the first one in my Freedom series. No, sorry, in my Adventure series. So you can go check that out on the website. If you want to check out Kara's website, kararhunt.com. If you need prayer or encouragement, if you just want somebody to talk to during the holiday season, please send us an email, cheeruppodcast@gmail.com, or head over to the Facebook group and find your new friend over at Cheer Up Podcast on Facebook. Again, John 16:33, we're not immune to trials and tribulations on this earth, in this world. But Jesus says to be of good cheer, that in him we can have peace because he has overcome the world. That's the Sherry paraphrase version of John 16:33. Next week, I hope you'll come back because even though it's the week between Christmas and New Year's, we're going to talk about the last candle of Advent, which is love. I absolutely love to talk about love, especially when we're talking about Jesus's love. And so I can't wait for you to join us. I know Kara can't wait for you to join us. Enjoy Christmas in 3 days. Enjoy Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Embrace it. Let us know how you're celebrating on either the Facebook group or send us an email. We love to read your comments. We love to talk to you. And we will catch back up with you next Wednesday to talk about love.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.